the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 20. Ere the blue heavens were stretched abroad, from everlasting was the Word. With God he was, the Word was God, and must divinely be adored. Hymn number 20.
Thank you. Let us read together, firstly from the Gospel according to John, from chapter 1. Gospel according to John, chapter 1, the first 18 verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness of all we received, grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Turn to a few verses in Acts chapter 4. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. And as they, Peter and John, spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them, put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. When they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power, or by what name, have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined for the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marvelled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." And they called them, and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them, because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, and whom this miracle of healing was shown. We leave the reading of God's word there. Amen. Most holy and gracious Lord, do have mercy upon us. We do ask, Lord, that thou grant to us the Holy Spirit, and Lord, leave us not to try to pray, but Lord, do grant indicted prayer from the Lord. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us thus to come. We would seek thy face, but not by our own works, nor by our own words. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us to come and plead that name of Jesus. For what are all our prayers if the name of Jesus is not in them? We pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant to us the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And Lord, do grant our prayers might be in his merits. We pray for Jesus' sake. And, O Lord, we seek that thou would remember us as we gather here. We pray, Lord, that thou would grant thy help in the circumstances in which we are all found. And may it please thee, Lord, to grant that the name of Jesus might be magnified. Is he not sovereign? Or may we know his going? Lord, hast thou not said that thou wilt meet from above the mercy seat? And Lord, do hear us now, we pray. Lord, do bless the things which have been attended to. Lord, do grant that thy word may have an abiding place. O Lord, do come, we pray, and grant us that help this evening, that we would see Jesus. Do bless the Sabbath school, remember the young, but remember those that are growing up, and Lord, that now are in the beginnings of life and all its responsibilities. And O Lord, to grant in their heart and hearts some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel. We pray for them. We seek, Lord, that thou bring back prodigals. That we not considered the government upon thy shoulder. Lord, to bring Lord, the wandering sheep home upon thy shoulders. And Lord, to grant that our poor prayers might yet, Lord, be heard. And to remember those whose hearts are constantly up to thee. Remember, Lord, each case and each need. Lord, remember those that feel to need thee to come where they are. Lord, to grant that one that came as that certain Samaritan. Lord, we pray that thou wilt also pour in the oil and the wine. Lord, to remember those that are cast down. Those, Lord, that have clouds. And those, Lord, that watch. Those that are fearful. Those, Lord, that wonder what a day may bring forth. And those, Lord, that may be sad while others laugh. And those, Lord, that make merry, that are heard, and thy dear people fear their poor prayers are not heard by the God of heaven. And Lord, do hear the groaning of the prisoner. And loose those that are appointed unto death. Lord, we seek that thou would bless thy cause and thy people here. Lord, to grant the going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Lord, to grant that thou would spread thy banner. Lord, to grant thy love in sinners' hearts. Sanctify to them their deepest distress. Remember those in age and infirmity. Remember each labouring servant and those we remember especially. Lord, do remember each one and remember each cause it presented. O Lord, we come and seek thy living portion. Lord, do grant that thou wilt come and open the book, show thyself through the letters, may thy voice be heard, may thy truth enter. Grant one of those days to the Son of Man, Lord, to grant, Lord, what we sorely need, that thou wilt come and that thou, Lord, wilt be mindful of us, oh, our unbelief. Cleanse us, Lord, from sin. Oh, it's the greatness of it. Lord, grant, we pray thee, the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Wash us in his blood. Remember, Lord, those that are returning home from afar. Watch over them. And keep them, Lord, and do grant, Lord, a thankful heart for thy many mercies, those that have travelled far. And Lord, do also grant a continuation. But Lord, do grant us hearts to thank thee for thy daily mercies. Lord, remember thy cause in the earth. Remember, Lord, the churches. Shine upon them lest they die. But now, Lord, do use the circumstances. Lord, do come. We're utterly in thy hand. Lord, we pray that thou grant we may be made acceptable unto the brethren. But Lord, do dip our foot in that oil. Lord, may the name of Jesus be exceedingly precious. Lord, may the friends see no man save Jesus only. For those that wait upon thee, and those that have their little ones, Lord, remember each one, and we pray for those, Lord, that have long been in the furnace, and it hasn't consumed them. Lord, do grant, we pray, thy healing touch. Lord, do continue to grant thy tender mercies. Lord, many have been afflicted, and yet thou art good. And, O Lord, do come, we pray, and do help us. Lord, we seek for light. We seek for that power of the Spirit. Lord, do come over all our fears. Lord, may mountains flow down at thy presence. For any, Lord, in special trouble. For those, Lord, that are burdened, whose hearts that are cast down and their harps are upon the willows. Oh, we do pray, Lord, for those times when thou wilt appear. And do, Lord, grant now that help of God to come before thee. Fail us not. Remember us, we pray. Lord, may it please thee to grant thy special help. Hear us in heaven. Have mercy from on high. Come, Lord Jesus, and do remember us, we ask, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 969. My song shall bless the Lord of all, my praise shall climb to his abode. Thee, Saviour, by that name I call, the great supreme, the mighty God. 969.
seeking for the Lord's gracious help. I will direct your prayerful attention to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 13, and the last part. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marvelled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Especially the last part, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. This word has been a little on my mind, and I expected that I should be on the cause at Biggleswade. And we have to say that the Lord is a sovereign. But what will the Lord grant from his word this evening, wherever we are, wherever we are gathered? Friends, we need the living word. We need the Lord to grant the word of the Lord as the bread of heaven. We need the Lord to edify his dear people and to satisfy every living thing. That the first consideration is the setting of our text, and the wonder-working God, and the witness of Peter and John unto the truth, and how the Lord was pleased to grant that wondrous grace and healing too. And we have to leave much of the setting of our text. Then we have to seek the Lord's help to speak. The Lord may guide us. Now, I've tried to find another text, perhaps a little more to the season. But friends, we must try to speak from this word. And I desire that the Lord may grant to us that access into the truth of it. Now, The next consideration is this. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Friends, that's not the main part, is it? You say it's a lesser part. What men sees. Well, it is. If our walk is upright, and if the Lord keeps us in his fear, and that the world may take notice of it, as the hymn writer says, see and gaze and hate the change. There's a letter, isn't there, of what might be spoken of all those people, even in the scriptures, that had been with Jesus. We think of the shepherds. We think of the notable characters, Simeon and Annas. It could be said of them that they had been with Jesus. And the letter that is good, isn't it? But friends, do we not need something more? Do we not need the Lord to grant to us something which belongs to the Lord's living people? It's how they view themselves. And one thing in particular. You know, it's this, isn't it? It's Jesus being with them. That they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. But those living souls, those that come unto the Lord and seek for that divine blessing, you know, what they need is this, that Jesus might be with them. And that's the way into our text. The Lord grant the sweetness of it, that others too might see that those marks that we have been with Jesus, or rather, that Jesus has been with us. That the Lord might grant a little of that knowledge of Jesus, and that we might lose ourselves and be nothing, that Christ might be all in all. So there's a depth in it. And I want to speak, it would be true to speak of what the world may see, what others may see. It's what the Lord sees. And also, it's this, isn't it? That Jesus himself might draw near and go with us. But that the Lord might take knowledge of us. The Lord might hear our poor groanings. The Lord might be mindful of us. Or the clouds. And in every storm, that the Lord might grant that we might be brought right through to the glory of his grace. I want to speak just for a moment to those that are younger. It may be right indeed, I hope it is, to say that the world watch. You know what they watch for? Those to leave off the house of God and to go in the ways of sin with them. They watch that there might be that opening of the natural heart to the things of this poor dying state. The Lord grant his fear. The Lord grant in our hearts too that we might be kept. Friends, faithfully, lovingly, that I believe that we must speak against that encroaching the power and the solemn state of man to seek to turn aside our young people. And friends, it's a very great matter to us. And then there may be the scorn, the ridicule. There may be the reproaches. As the world may see, especially our young people. Are there those burdened hearts that would be found amongst the Lord's dear people, where heart joins with heart? Where there are those that are burdened for sin, those that need the Saviour, those that need the Lord to come and grant them a sweet visit. You know, it's the footsteps of the flock sometimes, isn't it? The Lord granting in the hearts of men that grace and that conflict too is made known. And the days are very dark. And we have to seek the Lord for his appearing. And I want to speak a little further, but perhaps to the encouragement the young people. You know, the Lord's people have them in their hearts. And they seek they might be the generation that the Lord will bless. You know, divine truth doesn't wear out, friends. Wonderful thing if it enters into hearts, young and old. Thus did not I, because of the fear of the Lord. Truth, but it remains the same. The Lord grant the same truth, humbling truth. The Lord grant the same knowledge of the Lord Jesus. The Lord grant the outpouring of His Spirit to choose that the old paths wherein is a good way are drifting. Oh, the compromising and the watering down of the truth, we need not speak too long. But may the Lord grant us grace to withstand, and having done all to stand, and to see that the Lord might be magnified. There's one thing sure, I must pass on, there's one thing sure, friends, the fear of the Lord is a blessed grace. It will keep young and old, and we need it to the end of the journey. Some of us need it, perhaps, in many, many things. But I want to hasten. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So I want to look at it from a completely different view. Those that view the Lord's work in young hearts or older hearts that are brought to say, behold, he prayeth. And the truth of the matter is that we need the word in the true sense of the word. Of those that truly fear the Lord, it's whether Jesus has been with them, whether their religion is real, whether it's a crude, whether it is the religion of the Lord's people, whether they possess the root of the matter. No, the great desire is this, Lord, make it plain. Lord, do grant that thou come and confirm thy inheritance when it is weary. You know, living souls, they can't say that they have been with Jesus. They have to say this, that Jesus has been with them or they've got nothing. That he's the author and finisher of their faith. That they have to say, Lord, increase our faith. And, you know, is it not the divinity in this word? They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And it is exactly as much as the Lord has had mercy on us. Exactly as much as the Lord has granted us the true spirit of faith. And there are a few things I want to speak of in this word, in the noble sense of it. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus because Jesus has been with them. Trials sanctified. Strange thing, isn't it? To say you wouldn't be without the trial, wouldn't be without the well, gently we speak, the greatness of the furnace. That's a strange religion, isn't it? Bless God for the trials, the losses, the crosses. But to bless God if ever he's used them to bring your doubtful footsteps aright, change your course, brought you among the Lord's people as the least. Not so many of them about today. Less than the least. For those that have been with Jesus. Now what's the effect? Well, it is made known in that beautiful truth in that first chapter of John. I want to speak from it. Where Jesus has been with his dear people, and that it rightly can be said they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Now there's one part especially that strikes my mind in that glorious part of God's word. This is fullness, isn't it? And of his fullness of all we received, and grace for grace. That's in our text. And they took knowledge of him that they had been with Jesus. A fullness resides to answer our need. Oh, the Lord grant the increase of it. Never abides to answer our need. Different to live upon it, isn't it? Oh, and how sweetly the word speaks of the truth of the gospel. Not in the head, but in the heart. Oh, and how sweetly it is revealed in this beautiful part, the Word of God. That of his fullness have all received. All? Well, it is all those that are brought unto Christ with nothing in their hands. And that fullness is ever the same. That fullness that the Lord makes known. And what is the greatness of it? Grace for grace. It stoops right low, doesn't it? Grace for grace. You know, that's the fullness, isn't it? Where the Lord makes it known. And when he draws near, his fullness is with him. When the Lord draws near, there'll be a fullness for our sin to swallow it up and grant to us a little of the sweetness of Jesus' name. We've read of it. When the Lord is pleased to grant out of his fullness a little of that sweet fullness for our sin and for our need before a holy God. No, without something of that fullness, we'll come short. It's all in him, isn't it? And then, I believe the word of God's truth will be known. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth? Oh, is not truth precious to those that are seeking their way to Zion? Do they not want the Lord to grant that truth in their hearts, to make it known that they are his and that he is theirs? But truth, oh, how it searches the heart, doesn't it? How it is that which tries God's people. But they are a tried people. That the truth of God that affects their lives. That it is that which searches their heart. And it is that which they want to know though it condemns. It is that which the Lord is pleased to come in his truth. Are they? The matter of it is this. Living souls are delivered from this poor dying world and the lies of the old devil. Does he not say, come with us? Does he not say, all will be well? And the spirit of truth is so different in a person's heart, isn't it? Can't rest. Those things that needs the truth to be sweetly made known, what is real and what is false. To divide between that which is truth and error. And when it comes to the heart of God's people, these are things they exercise their hearts. Am I his or am I not? Lord, decide the doubtful case. They need the Lord to grant in his truth that they might be truly made known, or that the Lord might grant the seal to his work, or to assure their conscience of its part in the Redeemer's blood. Is truth precious to you, friend? How far would you go for it? Many have had to leave the places where the truth is not declared in its fullness. It's letter. It's true, but it doesn't edify. It doesn't satisfy. Oh, and such may be very tried and very exercised before the Lord. But then I want to speak a little in the word of the truth of the gospel. There's one thing we desire to speak of, and that is those times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You know, it revives the heart. A sweet visit from the Lord. Very early, just very recently, very early, the Lord broke into my poor heart, and friends, I had a time before the Lord brought me to his feet. Oh, I mustn't speak of myself, but friends, it's a barren time, isn't it, sometimes? But when the Lord is silent, be not silent unto me, lest if thou be silent unto me, I become like them that go down into the pit. How good it is. You know, the hymn writer speaks of his mighty love, doesn't he? That'll break the old heart. It will bring us into a place when the Lord grants a soft heart, a feeling heart. And then we shall need the Lord for whatever will follow. We shall need the Lord to grant the earnest of it, or the fulfilling of all his purposes. Has he given you the soft heart and the throne of grace? Watch for the answers. Tears of joy. Faith now believes. Well, I was just thinking of those lines. And oh, the Lord broke into my poor heart with tears of joy. Faith now believes. The day will surely come when he who Jesus' cross receives shall see him crowned at home. Ah, but we need the Lord to grant to us by those sweet intimations that he will be for all our salvation, that he will bring us right through, that the Lord might yet appear, that the Lord might grant a little from that fullness for the lowness of his people, that the Lord might lift up the beggar from the dunghill with his mighty love. The Lord might come and put something between you and going down into the pit. Some sweet word, some manifestation. It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. You know, it's experimental, isn't it? Our text, really. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other. Oh, how we may look here and there. But there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What a must, isn't it? Oh, it's the virtue of that name. It is that one that is gloriously made known in the sweet truth of the gospel. To know this name, we must be saved. Oh, not according to our works, but according to the merits of that name, the name of Jesus. Now, it's experimental in this verse. The Lord may help me. They perceive that they were unlearned. An ignorant man. Experimentally, we may have to unlearn a good deal. We may have to learn in a different way to what we thought we could gather up in our poor understanding. You know, it's something we can never do. But the Lord teaches it. To unlearn his people. And to bring them to the law. And to try them. And then lead them to the promised rest. Whence they comfort draw. Unlearn. And perhaps we might feel it in our poor hearts. So ignorant. And so much in need of the Spirit of God, Lord, that I know not, teach thou me. But these are the family of God. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marvelled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You know, I think of that sweet hymn. There is a family on earth whose father fills a throne, and though a seed of heavenly birth, to men they're little known. And then, you know, the Lord chooses us. He chooses such to learn of him. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He brings the fool and makes him know the wonders of his grace. Fools in their own eyes too. What foolish worms. What how soon to start aside. But such are those that fear and love the Lord. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Well, the matter before us is exactly this. It is how the Lord is pleased to remember his people and to grant to them that the blessing of the Lord which maketh rich. They took knowledge of them, they had been with Jesus. Now, there's another great matter, friends, and that is this. How vital that we may be brought upon that ground of his sweet mercy. How vital it is that the heart is a subject of the dominion of the Lord. Let me bring it right down to our sin-forfeited lives. Fast hastening through our little span of life. For those that are getting older And those that know what I speak of, they are brought to this place, Lord, to make me right, and keep me right, and bring me right. The great matter in their hearts is this, that the Lord might be pleased to deliver them from their sinful hearts. They don't get any better, do they? Just the same, young and old, but the Lord is pleased to grant unto his people that knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and that will set them apart. That will bring them humbly to his feet. Lord, what wilt thou of me to do? Something else. The great matter is this, that the Lord might be with them. The Lord might be pleased to go before them. That the Lord might grant that his knowledge might be over them. That the Lord might accomplish all his holy sovereign will. You know, there's a great matter, isn't there? And it's this. The right approach to God. That approach in his fear. That approach lest our prayers should offend. Or lest the Lord should look upon our sins as we draw near. Lest the Lord should solemnly deal with us as our sins deserve. It's not a slavish fear, but a fear lest the Lord should justly cut us off. And the matter is this, isn't it? They had been with Jesus. So I want to speak a little, Lord may help me, of this word in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Singular it is, isn't it? We've tried to speak today of that word, well-known word in Isaiah, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Something else. Of the increase of his government. And I was thinking about these words. To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. To order it. Order my footsteps by thy word. Make my heart sincere. Let sin have no dominion, Lord. And keep my conscience clear. The steps of good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. You know, we will have to leave every arm of flesh. We will have to come upon the merits of Jesus alone. We'll have to come and see that the Lord might be with us. How poor, how ignorant, and oh, how much in debt. How we may have to come to the Lord to grant us the first beginnings of the work of grace. Or to come and grant something from that fullness that flows down unto his dear people. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. But what a great matter it is, isn't it? And in my poor understanding, you know, it's the greatness of his salvation Can it be said of us when we come down to our last days that we had been with Jesus? Are there those fruits that speak of that knowledge of the Lord? You know, the essence of it is this: with Jesus. And you know, that is the vital thing, isn't it? That the Lord is with his people. The great God of heaven, for the Lord of all, is pleased to make himself known in this glorious person, the Son of God, for this same Jesus. The great God of heaven separates a people unto himself, and they're brought, each and every one, to this glorious name. It's all their boast, and it really brings us to that truth which is in his name, the saving name, a name that is precious to the Father, precious to his people. That name that is above every name. That name of Jesus. Now, there's one thing you can never separate from this name of Jesus. That's his cross. We may think much of his coming. Lord, grant the sweetness of it, the preciousness of it. But to this end, he came to lay down his life, that he might take it again. And in that name of Jesus we see this, the obedience of the glorious person of Christ in his suffering, death and merit. We acknowledge this, that it is by his help and by his grace that we are brought hitherto. And I wonder what this means to you, that they had been with Jesus. Jesus has been with them. Well, I think it's best to speak of that good shepherd and these poor, silly, foolish sheep. They're often gone astray. They're foolish, and they're oft prone to leave the God they love. Something else. They're prone to murmur, like the children of Israel. They lose sight of the shepherd, and they wander far. And the truth is this: we've got legal hearts like silly sheep. Oh, to seek again that the old nature and pride has its work, doesn't it? And it rises up. Let a man tell you, I can see you've been with Jesus. Let a man say, I like your gracious prayers. Fosters pride in a moment, doesn't it? It brings us upon the wrong grounds. Far better to come in the spirit of this word. That Jesus himself draws near to the wretched and the undone, those whose hearts are broken, those that feel the Lord has forsaken them quite, that have got to the end of all their natural reason, and are brought upon such ground that their hearts are sad, and they feel the Lord has forsaken them quite, and then they wonder where the scene will end, and then perhaps the old devil gets at them. It's all imagination. or that he uses some instrument to entice and turn their hearts aside. But oh friends, what a mighty name it is, isn't it? It is recorded that it's like incense poured forth. That it is a name above every name. But let the Lord bring that name into your poor heart, friends. It will soon melt. And we need it. The Lord will be all in all, won't he? And when he's pleased to draw near, pride, as we sing in the hymn, it is that which is conquered or drowned in blood. Or what, friends, when the Lord deals with his people to save them from their pride, to bring some weighty cross or to bring something to try their hearts, and then himself draws near. Then the Lord is pleased to grant a little of that sweetness of his name. Is there not deliverance in it? Does the Lord leave his people in their slavish fears with his name in their hearts? Does he leave them in their poor legal hearts to then seek that God might be found by their works? No. They throw it all overboard, friends. But they say in a moment, what a fool. How we have to learn this. Our legal hearts must be subdued. Wash our garments in his blood. And then this name is that name of Jesus that is so sweetly made known in one particular great matter. It is that name that is spoken of as being the head of the corner. This stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Indeed, the word speaks of it as that glorious person that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom he crucified, God raised from the dead. Even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. And what a name for the afflictions of God's people. It's a good physician, isn't it? Skillful and exceeding kind. What a name for the burdens and the sorrows and the trials. Let a little of that name be made known. Oh, how it overflows, doesn't it? That poor heart. Until we may say that it is the Lord. And sing one of those sweet songs of Zion. That speaks so much of the dear Redeemer. Again, I think of that beautiful hymn, 2-8. Made so precious to me. Just recently, the precious cleansing blood of Christ is a delightful theme. When faith is lifted up the highest, what then? She sings of none but him. Faith owns a scepter through the cross and yields obedience true. Counts all things else but earth and dross to keep the Lamb in view. But then, I must leave it shortly. It is not our worth or merit, is it? It is nothing that we can give. The world see us in that light, don't they? They say, they're Jesus men. But they say, well, that they are a people that belong to Jesus. How true. Oh, maybe no, the fullness of it, but the matter is this, that the Lord is pleased to grant the banner over them of his love and graciously bring them by his grace to know something of this heavenly boldness at the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. That boldness, let the Lord touch your heart, you'll fly to the throne of grace to tell him and pour out your heart before him. Does he not open the heart and the mouth too? Oh, what a word that is, isn't it? Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. Oh, not with the rubbish of this world, but with a little of those sweet tokens of his love. No opposite, isn't it? To everything that belongs to this lower world. Friends, soon it will pass. What then? What do we know this glorious name? And also, what does the Lord make known unto us? This mighty love. Love me, notwithstanding all. And you know it's the only name that must be lifted up. He chooses those that are so wretched and undone and foolish to preach his name. Therefore, this name must be lifted up on the gospel pole. Oh, there's so many burdens and cares. You know, it's Jesus only, isn't it? Not so easy, is it? It's that straight and narrow way. It's that narrow gate, Jesus only. It's that way which the Lord will own and men deride. They pour scorn on our position, what we stand for, that man can do nothing. But surely that is the only way to God, through the merits of Christ alone. I must leave a few things this evening. They took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Oh, but rather, may we know the sweetness of that truth. Jesus has been with them. May it be so, as we come to this season of the year. Lowly child Jesus, that one that was made flesh and dwelt among us. Let's leave a few things. Amen.
Collection last Lord's Day amounted to £670, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening for the afflicted among us and to remember the Lord's mercies of the past year. Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Hymn 972. Look ye saints, the sight is glorious. See the exalted Saviour now, from the fight returned victorious. Every knee to him shall bow. Crown him, crown him, crowns become the victor's brow. 972.
captivity of our thoughts. Grant, Lord, we pray that thou would remember us in our low estate. Be with us, Lord, in every burden, every care. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you all. Amen.